The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 21st day of June, 2011. It's summertime here in Texas. Well, officially, summer kicks off today. It's been summer down here in Texas for the last 2 months, or 3 months. Or some would argue that it never ends. We just get a little cooler during the winter months, and then it really gets hot as hell. It's been like 104, 105 degrees here every single day. No rain. We've been under high pressure cells since I think they invented the term. And it is drier than a tinderbox down here. No public smoking. Cops will ticket you for, they catch you at your local swimming hole even. Smoking a cigarette. You can't smoke in public. Very interesting. Robbie Noel. Hello, Robbie.
How are you doing, brother?
Well, how's the view from your vantage point? I know what it looks like here.
I don't know, but I want to know if you can actually have an overdose of vitamin D.
I don't know why.
Well, it's been blue skies and sunshine ever since I arrived, and I think I'm overdosing on vitamin D.
If you're talking about the sun, I think you derive vitamin D from the sun, don't you?
Yeah. What did I say, B?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, vitamin D.
I think the B comes with the olives for your martinis there.
Oh, okay. I think I have to step that up a little.
Hey, by the way, I was thinking about this today. I don't know, a little off topic here, but what is the weather like down there?
It's very similar to Scottsdale, except a little cooler. You know, Scottsdale, I think Scottsdale today is like 110.
Yeah.
I think it very seldomly gets above 100 here, because of obviously the ocean breezes keeps it in the low to mid 90s.
Well, that's what they say about Florida. And you know what? Yeah, you get ocean breezes down there. You got the Gulf on one side, the Atlantic on the other, and you got a little pencil stick of dirt sticking in the water out there.
Yeah, but no humidity.
I was just going to say that because in Florida, you have 95 degrees and your humidity is like 90%.
Oh, and you got nasty humidity where you are. I can remember that, man.
Well, no, not actually, because we've got more of the arid zona. See, there's actually two different climates here in Texas because it's so big. Moving towards Houston and Dallas, you get the stuff off the Gulf. But over here in central Texas and going further west, we're right on the edge of what they call the hill country, and right on the other side of those little tiny hills, it is a lot of desert and doesn't quit until sometime when you get to the Pacific, I think. At any rate, we got to take the break. Jeff Benham will be joining us next hour. So hang on. We got a bunch of stuff here, a bunch of information. It's the same old thing, folks. Commodities, speculation, food prices. The media just doesn't talk about it. But you're paying more at the grocery shelf, and you're going to continue to pay more at the grocer's shelves.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Robbie, they just never quit. The speculation, well, I think the traders on Wall Street even speculate on when Grandma dies, which direction she's going to fall. Somebody had sent me this, and thank you so much, Betty and Ricks, for sending this over to me. Betting on food.
Yep.
Bumper crop in commodities like wheat, corn, soy, rice, production was up, demand stable, but the food prices are still skyrocketing. Earlier this year, and it sounds to me as I'm reading this, is they're getting ready for massive unrest worldwide. Earlier this year, governments across the world began stockpiling food staples in an attempt to contain public buying and social unrest. Algeria bought nearly 1 million tons of wheat, while Saudi Arabia announced intends to double its stash. Bangladesh doubled its stockpile of rice, while Jakarta increased buys fourfold. Commodity traders, and this is deflecting criticism on them, they're blaming food price spikes on shortages, biofuels, weather, civil unrest. But Wall Street speculators are making piles of cash by betting on food as drought ravages countries like Russia and China. And, of course, we've got the investment banks, Robbie, like Goldman Sachs, led a new financial trade that enabled pension funds and other investors to bet on food prices. So as they did with real estate... They're going to do with food. Now, the financial speculation now accounts for more than two-thirds of the market, and only about 30% is physical hedges.
Let me take you back a while. I mean, do you remember when oil was heading for $140? Remember back then?
Oh, yeah.
And it was all blamed on those nasty speculators. You know, it wasn't any fundamentals driving oil price higher. It was speculators, and senators and congressmen were quick to run up to any microphone calling for regulation to curb speculators, because they were the people responsible for pushing oil to $140, and they are using the same kind of arguments right now for rising food prices.
Well, and and here's our good friends and pals, Goldman Sachs. Back in 1991, they invented a new little tool for investment derivatives that became a new mathematical formula. Today, food traders are the world's biggest banks: Bank of America, Citibank, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, Morgan Stanley, and JP Morgan. In 2009 alone, Goldman Sachs was estimated to have made more than $1 billion from trading commodities. In the past decade, there was a 50-fold increase in the dollars that poured into these commodity indexes. Much of the investment increase occurred as a result of the 2008 housing bubble burst, when Wall Street transferred billions of dollars into food markets, betting that people still have to eat. Yeah. Sure. You know, I can remember this big thing. Remember several years ago, Robbie, my eyeball, it's probably been at least 20 years, when they made the first go-around with their, let's put alcohol in fuel. And it came out... Permatex, I remember one story, the company that makes the gasket stuff in a tube, came out and said that, well, this alcohol is hard on the gaskets and it could cause engine failure. Well, it up and disappeared. And then it came back. Now you cannot buy a gallon of gas in the U.S. without having alcohol in it, at least 10%. And they're going to increase that. Now here again, what are they making the alcohol out of? Corn. You know, in one respect, Robbie, I'm kind of glad that they're doing it, because it's the genetically modified crap, and if they're going to grow it, get it off the market, and I'd much rather burn it in my engine than burn it in my body.
Yeah, but here's another very subtle trick that is taking place. I saw on the Today Show the other day where, your cereal makers, you know, the breakfast cereal, and a lot of the basic foods that we buy are all going retro. In other words, they reintroducing packages from the 50s and the 60s. You know, the redesigned, the old Rice Krispie box.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the box, obviously the boxes are the same size, but what's in them has been reduced dramatically. Yeah. So that people really don't see the food inflation. You know, they caught up in the old retro. Do you remember, you know, what the old Kellogg box used to look like?
I remember it very well.
Yeah.
You had Snap, Crackle, Pop on the front of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, isn't there a truth in lending law or some law that covers that, maybe that they'll have to enlarge the lettering telling customers that, you know, some settling due to shipment, you know, some settling may occur. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open up your box of Rice Krispies, and if you only see a half a box, yeah, just tell yourself that it's just settling due to shipment. It'll make you feel better. Well,
sure. And a lot of people can make a very good argument that the food inflation that we're witnessing is part and parcel of of this being passed on by the quantitative easing. In other words, we are exporting the inflation that is now showing up as higher food costs.
Well,
they had to hide it somewhere, you know.
Yeah. Well, according to Deborah Doan, she's the director of World Development Movement. I cringe at that title of that, but she said first it was the subprime mortgages, now it's food commodities. The lack of transparency in these markets bears worrying resemblance to the behavior that led to the 2008 financial crash. And it's going to continue. It's definitely going to continue. And what's really strange, Robbie, is that we're seeing people get slapped on the wrist. We're fining. The SEC is fining people, well, because they can. You know, nobody's going to go to jail over this derivatives market, insanely rolling stuff over and selling it off. And, well, this was the real root of the financial crash. It hastened it by light years.
Oh, look, you know, Pompidou in Greece, obviously he's got an axe to grind. But his finance minister in a speech this morning said that in this crazy world in which we live today, ratings agencies are more powerful than some governments. And when you look at the whole debacle over the last few years, not one single CEO of any of the rating agencies that blindly stamped AAA credit ratings on all that toxic mess that came out from Lehman Brothers and J.P. Morgan and the rest of them, not one of them has had to face any consequences for their actions.
Well, J.P. Morgan on CDOs is being fined $153.6 million.
Yeah, they'll make that up on their silver short position.
Well, and back in, I guess it was 07, Goldman Sachs paid a record $550 million for failing to inform clients back in 07 that led a hedge fund also betting against housing markets that helped put together CDOs known as Abacus. Now they turn around and they get fined again. Well, and Robbie,
it's a slap on the wrist.
Yes.
You know, as far as the muckety mucks are concerned, it's just simply the cost of doing business.
So when you get caught with your literal whole body, forget your hand in the cookie jar, you're swimming in the cookie jar, the SEC comes around, makes a big stink, well, not really, and then turns around and fines you $153 million. How much did J.P. Morgan Chase get from the Fed Reserve by way of bailout?
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm sure Uncle Ben, Shalom over there, is, well, you got fined what? Okay, well, here's a little bit more stimulus. And that's what I want to get into next, because as we warned people, guess what Ben Shalom Bernanke's going to do? He's going to continue the quantitative easing.
Well, that's a big speech coming tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where the unemployment picture is not where we'd like it. And after all, part of our deal being the Federal Reserve is to have a stable currency and employment. So this is why we're going to do it. Hello, planet Earth. Are you listening? We'll be back. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call and opine or ask a question.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Well, Robbie, in light of the announcement by Uncle Ben tomorrow, what Bloomberg did, and this is really the only story I've seen on the run-up to Ben Bernanke's press conference tomorrow afternoon, evidently 2:15 Eastern time. Everybody's going to wait with bated breath to hear what the man has to say. So what they did... What Bloomberg did was floated a story out there talking about economists, 58 of them, and they polled them, asking them what they expect Ben Bernanke to do. Sustain the Fed balance sheet at current levels until October or later. 79% of the 58 economists that were polled said that that's what they expect Ben to do. Now, 58 economists? Are you sure they're not talking about brokers, stockbrokers? Because if we've watched the market, Robbie, it is no reflection of what the economy is actually doing. We're seeing more mergers going on, all kinds of buyouts going on, people bailing and then buying, and you name it, it's going on. So they float this out there as to speculate as to what Mr. Bernanke is going to do when they know damn right well what he's going to do. They're committed on this one. There's no other way that they can see other than
their quantitative easing to continue. Same thing that's happening in Europe. But they've got a little problem in Europe, don't they? In Greece, there are fine folks out there saying it doesn't matter how much money you throw at Greece, it's still bankrupt. It's still going to fail. Same thing here in the United States, but nobody's saying that here, really. That we're just, they're using terms such as hitting a soft patch. Diane Swonk, she's chief economist at Mesro Financial in Chicago, she said this is a soft patch and further delays any moves to tightening. So they already know what's going to happen here. Do I still have Robbie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you were still there or not. I thought I might have lost you.
Listen, in Europe, it's the survival of the euro. And in America, it's the survival of the dollar.
Well, what's going to happen, though, in order to save the euro and possibly stop bailouts, what's going to happen to the euro? Will they save the euro by not bailing Greece out? Because if Greece, the way I'm looking at this, Robbie, if Greece goes, so goes Spain. If Spain goes, so goes Italy.
Oh, yeah, you got a whole set of dominoes ready to fall there. Portugal, Ireland. They all hanging on with bubble gum and string right now.
Well, according to, and if you listen to anybody that's representing any figures that come out of the federal government, I've always said, times it safely by two, maybe more. And they're talking about maybe, maybe not tightening the Fed policy. Well, it's not going to happen anytime soon. Manufacturing is continuing to slow, unemployment increasing during May. They said last month, Robbie, that unemployment was 9.1%. That would look like an economic recovery if unemployment was only at 9.1%. But it's more than double that.
Oh, well, at least they admit that black unemployment is now sitting at 16%, which should give you a truer reflection of the true unemployment situation. Ellen Brown has a great article out today entitled The Military as a Jobs Program. And that's where we're going, man.
I saw associated articles on that very subject that in order to keep buying more armaments, you got to have more war.
Yep.
Well, Hillary came out today, Secretary of State came out and said, well, the drawdown is on its way with Afghanistan. Yeah, but we're fighting a new unjustified war in Libya, which is not even a war. It's a bombing campaign. It is a war. It's warlike action. People are dying. Military equipment is flying around. Bombs are being dropped. Boots are on the ground. They have their intelligence operatives over there all over the place. They're trying to create a coup in Libya, except for one thing. They still love Muammar Gaddafi over there because Gaddafi is like Santa Claus. He's got a big stash of cash that he has no problem sharing with his people. Now, if you want to look at a true wealth distribution center, the model is Libya. Not so before 1951, of course, because Italy actually ran Libya. But
Well, let's not forget about the 140 metric tons of gold he's sitting on either.
That's the prize. That's the eye that they have. And yes, if they are successful with the military coup over there to oust him, where do you think that gold's going to go? Do you think that's going to go to the new regime that takes over? Not likely. It's probably going to disappear with all that water that they have over there in Libya.
Well, that $6.6 billion in $100 bills that has vanished out of Iraq. I mean, that's the most amazing story I have seen in the last few weeks.
We're at commercial.
Because you can handle the truth. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let's go to the phones here. Greg in California. Hello, Greg.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Afternoon, Robbie.
Afternoon, brother.
For both of you, but I wondered, Robbie, what your take on it, and then John, yours. What's your take on Iraqi dinars, Robbie? Do you think they're a scam?
Oh, absolutely. They've been that Iraqi dinar scam's been going for a few years. It's a complete scam, brother. Don't get hooked up in it.
I have a friend that has quite a few ex-military commander, and I heard Bob on, I think it was George Riley the other day, said they were, but I thought I'd call in and catch all three of you. Is that what you understand, John?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and all you got to do, it's very simple. Just go to any search engine, go to Google, just put Iranian dinar scam, and you'll get tons of hits.
Okay, this gentleman is quite tuned to what we talk about, and he said, no, why would they be a scam? It's just what they want you to think.
Yeah, well, you know that old phrase, one born every minute. And if something sounds too good to be true, trust me,
it is.
Yeah. It always is.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Greg.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah. His friend isn't George Soros.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're into speculating on currencies, buying and selling to make money off of money, just follow what George Soros is doing. But usually Soros walks in and it's an after-the-fact deal. There's never any heads-up as to what George is doing. But
I mean, that sounds good. For $1,000, you can have, you know, 50 million Iraqi dinars. You know, it sounds compelling.
Maybe that's the back door to George Soros. Maybe he's the one making the money off of the deals. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Well, I think we need to start a Zimbabwe scam.
Yeah, same thing.
Jeez. Hey, guys, I guess you heard that Greece is going to hold their vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen any moment now. Within the hour, I think it's going to happen.
I think they scheduled it at midnight, Robbie.
Well, their time, probably.
Yeah.
They've been. I'm monitoring it on Bloomberg here, and they've been saying within the hour.
Have they got a curfew going or what?
It's going to be a little bit more than a curfew, I think.
Well, a lot of people are looking at this outcome in Greece to be the canary in the coal mine. Because the European Union, I think, has given Greece till July the 3rd. Basically, the EU has put a gun to the head of the Greek government. And if they fail to get bailout money, Greece is going to default. I mean, there's just no other way around it. And all hell's going to break loose.
If Greece defaults, what's the worst that could happen? They put sanctions on them? I mean, what are they going to do? They ain't going to bomb them. Yeah, the government of Greece right now, I don't see how they can do anything but just default on the debt. I mean, guys, come on, let's face it. What are the bondholders going to do? I could just see Bill Gross, you know, with PIMCO out there with his band of merry men running around rioting. I don't think it's going to happen. You know, forget the bondholders. Greece, the government has got to go ahead and say, hey, guys, tough. That's just the way it is.
Can't argue.
Well, I mean, they even saying now that to the Greek citizens that paying your taxes is the patriotic thing to do when your country is in this dire of a financial situation.
And where have we heard that before? There's rumblings in Washington, D.C., not only are raising the debt ceiling, we give ourselves more permission to run more deficit, but we need revenue. We've got to raise taxes. Yeah. This is a suicide march to hell. Bernanke and his QE2 and QE3, and they've already come out and said that nothing is going to change through October. Bailouts are going to continue this month, continue into July and through October. And maybe, just maybe, Robbie, we might have a rate increase next March. They're doing nothing but forestalling the inevitable. What's the upside down figure, Robbie? What is the figure that you've heard in Greece? I've heard default, but nobody ever talks about the amount of money that they're talking about. How deep is Greece in debt?
That is according to the latest figures, the next installment for Greece, which is July the 3rd, is 12 billion euros. And the European finance ministers are insisting that the Greek parliament, which is what they're going to be voting on within the hour, approves a package of austerity measures that will be worth approximately 28 billion euros. And where they get the 28 billion euros from, your guess is as good as mine. But that only comes from increasing taxes and cutting government.
Well, see, that's
spending.
The deal. That's the deal, you two. They're probably using our established accounting standards. You know, what's our debt? I mean, you can pick a number. You go to any website and get a multitude of different theories and figures thrown out there and statistics to go with it, but nobody really knows.
And, Mark, after this thing blew up in 08, what you heard during 2009, 2010, the assurances coming out of the regulators that watch the banks and watch them rip people off basically is what they do. There's no true transparency, but that's what they were parroting. We need more transparency. Well, the reason it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek with Robbie, how much debt is Greece really in? Because here in the United States, there's no transparency. There's no auditing. There's nothing. People keep claiming that, well, wait a minute. You people are all nuts. What the hell do you need to audit the Federal Reserve Bank for? Because the government always puts out those statistics. You have to go ferret and find them. Well, yeah. Well, how much is it? Is it $24 trillion? It's close to $15 trillion, they'll admit to. But there was a whole lot more money that went flying out of the coffers to foreign banks to forestall the inevitable domino effect. And Robbie, I'm still. When this thing starts to unravel, Greece goes down, Spain, Italy, it's going to domino.
I'm watching a live feed right now of the people that are gathered outside the Parliament building in Athens, and there's actually a guy there holding a you know those old hangman. noose things that they have. I mean, this is serious stuff.
Yeah.
So here's the deal, guys. Once, if Greece decides to start dancing with these folks, it's going to be no different than a soon-to-be homeowner signing an adjustable rate mortgage a few years ago.
Right.
It's never going to stop. It's going to be readjusted. This, that, the other thing. No, that's not enough. Every year it's going to be a consistent restructuring, readjusting, more austerity. Guys, you can't dance. We can't dance with these folks no longer. The band's already stopped playing. They just forgot to tell everybody.
Well, and we all know, is there anybody that doesn't think that the system is going to collapse? I don't think there's any real-world, sane, real-time-thinking individual that looks at this situation and can honestly say that, no, it's not going to crash. We're just going to have maybe a decade or a decade and a half of slower economic growth, but we're going to pull out of this. There's no pulling out of this. You cannot go in and monetize your own debt, create more money. You cannot keep doing this. It shouldn't have been done in the first place. If there were cancerous elements that caused the situation in the first place, those elements should have been hung out to dry. You want to get the toxic assets off the books? Well, let the banks fail that made the bad bets. I mean, this was, you know, Vegas never closes, but this was like looking at, well, Vegas is on a 12-hour clock now. You only have 12 hours to gamble, and everybody's running to the tables 1 minute before midnight.
Too much free liquor.
It's too much free liquor.
See you guys.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. That's true. Yeah, you can't pull this punch bowl away. I mean, that's what Bernanke is going to try and say tomorrow. But, you know, this... You know, the only thing he can do is postpone the inevitable. And as you know, John, through all the presidential elections you've witnessed, a president's hope for re-election all hangs on that unemployment number.
Yeah,
and if that unemployment number sticks at 9%, Obama is going to be hard pressed to win re-election.
Well, and Robbie, again, this stimulus that started back in 07, it started out with a paltry $600 billion. We had to bail out the institutions are too big to fail because it meant jobs. Knowing full well that they were on this roller coaster ride and that no amount of money that you're going to pour into this is not business model. This is not production and profit and purchase by consumer. This is a closed loop. Let's throw some money around to give the illusion that we're still okay. What should the stock market be sitting at right now? It's at 12-something. I didn't even bother to look at it today because it's no, as I said earlier, it's no indication of what the real condition of the economy is in. The reason why Wall Street's enjoying inflated prices on their stocks is because of the stimulus money. And none of this money.
Well, that and obviously a lot of major corporations are increasing their bottom line by laying off a large majority of their workforce. I mean, it always amazes me when I see a company announce a new wave of layoffs. And you can almost take it to the bank that if you look at their stock price on the day they make that announcement, their stock price goes way up.
You know, I'm reading a story here from first week of June. It is almost, this is almost a replay of the Bloomberg story about the Fed Reserve chairman and his statements about, well, you know, we need to maintain stimulus to boost uneven and frustratingly slow economy. And here again, how much money, how much credit is being made available? This is the system that they set up. Banks make money by loaning their debt credit units and then collecting interest on it. I've seen the ads, Robbie, running on television, bragging that, well, we lent $3 billion to Americans last year.
Yep, I've seen that. Seen the same ones, brother.
$3 billion in a what? Over a $1 trillion economy. Are you serious? $3 billion. How many cars is that? How many homes is that? This credit is not. And here's the real stinker on this one.
Well, I'm sure you saw the existing home sales today again.
Yeah, it's going to be a little lull in the housing uptick in the builders out there because you see, folks, we've got millions of homes that are up on the market that they can't get rid of because people don't have jobs to make the mortgages, and the banks are just collecting dust on the properties out there. Robbie,
do you know that 70% of the homes in Las Vegas are underwater?
Yep.
70%.
I've seen pictures of the wildlife, literally, taking over and camping out in abandoned houses or market or houses that were put on the market that went unsold are just sitting there, baking in the sun. And what's really curious about this, Robbie, is, okay, well, Uncle Ben here is going to have to do the stimulus and keep doing that. They'll do it into next year, and then they'll hit the market with higher interest rates on loans. You know, the loans that they're not making right now, but they're going to be charging more money for that next March. You're going to see the interest rates start to come up. Are the funds then going to be made available, higher interest rates to the public, so they can borrow some money to fire up this economy? The entire commodity, folks, sitting on a fiat industry. Holy mackerel. Now, I didn't even bring up inflation that is really going to start to superheat. Even Ron Paul came out and said, hey, within a year, you're going to see 50% inflation on everything, across the board.
Well, I saw an interesting headline on Drudge Report the other day with a picture of gas prices in the U.S., and the banner headline read, "The New Normal," and the gas price was $4.50, and that's what the new normal is.
But they've been touting the fact that, well, oil prices, commodity prices have been dropping. Okay. We were looking for increases.
Yep.
We were looking for $5 gas this summer or more.
Oh, it's $5 is going to happen. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen.
Well, and again, people aren't looking. They're looking. They're taking a snapshot of today.
Yep.
But they're not looking at the inflation that's going to be roaring at us. And quite frankly, I don't think, Robbie, to be honest with you, I don't think anybody has a real clear understanding. I mean, we're in foreign territory here. They don't know how fast the inflation is going to come.
Oh, and listen, you know, a Camry, if I still had my Camry at $4 a gallon gas, that's $60 a fill-up.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, this disposable income that people used to have.
Yeah.
Disposable income? Well, it's not disposable anymore because you have a choice. Do I fill up the tank, the whole tank this week, or do I drive less, try to stretch it into next week? You know, I usually cash my check and fill up on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, it's now, maybe I better skip the fill-up this Friday and maybe not go anywhere this weekend so I can maybe buy some groceries next week. Remember us reporting, folks, how many years ago, people standing at the grocery store pulling out their credit cards, financing their groceries. Why? Because they were cash poor, but still kind of credit rich. Well, how's that worked out for you? We'll be back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We've talked a lot about the foreign trade zones that are going up all over the country, and I've mentioned Texas before. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because they just announced today that China, CNOOCs, C-N-O-O-C, that's one of the largest state-owned Chinese energy companies, and they're going to buy a multi-billion dollar stake in 600,000 acres. Yes, there are going to be property owners here in South Texas oil and gas fields. They said that they'd pay up to $2.2 billion for a third stake in Chesapeake Energy Assets. And it's not just buying the energy from us, the oil and the gas. No, they're coming over here, taking over 600,000 acres in South Texas. And guess what? The deal was run, the foreign trade zone deal was run through San Antonio. And this oil field is directly southwest of San Antonio, between San Antonio and the Mexican border. I'm looking at the foreign trade zones here, Robbie. McClellan, Texas, Galveston, Dallas-Fort Worth, El Paso, Brownsville, San Antonio, Port Houston, Laredo, Rio Grande City, Texas, City of Eagle Pass, Ellis County Trade Zone, Beaumont, Texas. Again, Beaumont, Texas. A third one in Beaumont, Texas. A fourth one in Beaumont, Texas. Corpus Christi. We have more. Freeport, Texas. El Paso, Texas. Point Comfort, Texas. Welasco, Texas. Midland, Texas. Dallas again. Liberty, Texas. Austin. Austin, Texas. Fort Worth. I'm still reading off the list here, folks. Texas City. Longview, Texas. Waco, Texas. Amarillo. Red River Development in New Boston, Texas. I didn't even know we had a New Boston. City of Lubbock. City of Conroe, Athens, Texas. All these are going to be owned, operated, and run by our friendly commie Chinese. This is just Texas, folks. There's 258 of these trade zones. The deals have been struck. They're moving in. Robbie, this is earth-shattering news. But not a peep, even from the financial aspect from this, even from the talking heads that do the Fandango dance shows for Wall Street. Not a mention.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man.
Wasn't Rick Perry once again promoting that a few days ago?
Rick Perry is, I'm going to tell you what, whoever is advising this guy to run for president, throw his hat in the ring. This news hits, they're going to be looking for Mr. Perry's head on a platter. The long dead from the battle of the Alamo are going to crawl up out of the ground to go looking for this guy's head. I mean, this is amazing. How arrogant, when a man speaks of freedom and liberty and 10th Amendment resolutions, he struck deals to move the communist Chinese right under our noses here in Texas. I read you the list, folks. Go look it up yourself. Just Google foreign trade zones. Start downloading it. Look at it. It's real. The commies are coming. And some respects, they're already here. A lot of them in Washington, D.C. Second hour coming up.
Gold. Ever climb.